Hello and welcome to episode 314 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find me online at the new Daily Brainwave Facebook page. Email the show at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find it. Today we ring in the new year by talking about the new year. What is so special about New Year's Day? Yes, it's an exciting time of anticipation and reflection, of melancholy and resolve. But why exactly do we celebrate it on January 1st? Why not have June 1st be the turn of the year? Or September the 22nd? This question was actually up in the air for a long time. It wasn't until the advent of the Gregorian calendar in 1582 AD, a topic that I focused on in episodes 261 and 262 of the Daily Brainwave, that January 1st was actually really fixed in place as the start of the new year in Western culture. Even then, since the Gregorian calendar was a Catholic invention by the Catholic Pope Gregory, some of the non-Catholic nations resisted implementing it. In England, for example, which had the Church of England, it wasn't until the 1750s that January 1st was proclaimed the new year, finally. The American colonies were alive and humming by then. Heck, George Washington was already in his 20s. Imagine meeting a 20-year-old George Washington. Now, until the change in 1752, the United Kingdom, like most of Europe, celebrated New Year's Day on March 25th, the traditional date of the Feast of Annunciation. That is, the day the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary and told her to get a copy of What to Expect When You're Expecting. The book, not the movie. They didn't have DVD players back then. Some other Christian nations celebrated the new year on the day before Easter. Now, this was unfortunate because, if you don't know, Easter isn't a fixed date every year. It's not always going to be on the same day. Easter lands on the first Sunday, whatever that happens to be, after the first full moon of spring, whenever that happens to be, which can fluctuate wildly year to year. Would you want your New Year's celebration to be on March 31st one year and then on April 20th the next? Well, that was the reality in France, which used this whole Easter system for a long time. But going back even further, in the Roman Empire, January 1st had the glory for a number of years. Starting around 153 BC, January 1st was the traditional start of the year in Rome because that was the date that newly elected officials took office. The Romans loved their government, and they celebrated it by basing their whole year around its calendar. But we can go to a deeper, more fundamental level of the symbolism of the new year. Resolutions, reflections, regrets, goals. One door closes, another opens. January itself, the month, gets its name from Janus, the god of doors and openings and portals and endings and closings. Who better than Janus to preside over the turning of the year? Thanks for tuning in to episode 314 of the Daily Brainwave. Check us out on Facebook. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And review the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. I want to quickly wish each of you out there a happy new year. Here's to you, you loyal listeners, for another year of Daily Brainwaves. And make sure you tune in tomorrow for our last day of calendar week, when we find out where time zones came from anyway.